All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
Tuesday, September 21st, it's Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Werzer. A new poll shows Minnesota voters have varying views on COVID vaccine requirements, but a majority, 59%, are in favor of face masks in schools. The new NPR News Care 11 Star Tribune Frontline Minnesota poll also asked whether state COVID restrictions have gone too far. 30% think they have. 43% think the restrictions are about right, and 26% said they have not gone far enough. Allison Horner of Minneapolis says she supports restrictions aimed at stopping the spread of the virus.
I think that participation in public life comes with certain risks, and that risking getting the coronavirus should not have to be one of them.
The poll found split support for requiring people to be vaccinated to attend public events, go to restaurants, and return to the workplace. The 18% who said they had not gotten a shot were almost uniformly opposed to vaccine mandates. There are currently about 230 Minnesotans in hospital intensive care units suffering with COVID infections. That's the most since December. In total, there are 757 people hospitalized with the virus. The state COVID infection rate has been climbing since mid-July. In other news, the wife of Minnesota State Senator Dave Tomasoni has pleaded not guilty to domestic assault charges. Charlotte Tomasoni allegedly hit her husband, who's been diagnosed with ALS, with a broom handle and threatened him with a knife in an incident Sunday evening. Senator Tomasoni called police because he didn't think he could defend himself, given his disease. Authorities say the four people found dead in rural Wisconsin last week were killed in St. Paul. Matt Sepik has more on that.
A farmer near Menominee discovered the bodies of Jasmine Christine Sturm, Matthew Pettis, Natasha Lee Flug Presley, and Lois Foreman III in an abandoned vehicle on September 12th. In a statement, St. Paul Police Chief Todd Axtell says his department is taking the lead on the investigation after learning that the victims were killed in the city. Last Wednesday, officers arrested 56-year-old Darren Lee McWright in St. Paul. On Friday, a second suspect, 38-year-old Antoine D. Suggs, turned himself in to authorities in Arizona, where he's being held. The men are each charged in Wisconsin with four counts of hiding a corpse. They're expected to face more serious charges in Minnesota. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
Were you waiting for a Metro Transit bus over the weekend and left wondering why it wasn't coming? There were close to 200 cancellations of buses on routes over the weekend, and it's because of a bus driver shortage. According to a story from WCCO-TV, Metro Transit is trying to attract more drivers, offering starting salaries at $21 an hour, along with signing bonuses. The union representing drivers says a few have quit because of the stress of long hours, because of overtime, and unsafe situations that have developed on some routes. Metro Transit ridership has increased over the past 2 months. Officials think the $1 fares until the end of October are attracting more riders. Sports, kind of quiet. The Twins play the Chicago Cubs tonight. It's the last official day of summer. Enjoy. Fall arrives tomorrow, although it certainly felt fallish this morning. We'll get into the 60s today around the region. Rain-free after yesterday's deluge. Places like International Falls saw 2 inches of rain, 6 inches in Maple, Wisconsin. There was some flash flooding in parts of northwestern Wisconsin. Some trees were down, and there were some power outages. Tonight, maybe a little bit of frost. Lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s to the lower 70s. Looking for more news right now? Well, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org. We've got a news app you can download. You can tell your smart speakers to play NPR News, or if you're near a radio, go old school. Turn it on. Listen that way. Thanks for listening to Minnesota Today. I'm Kathy Werzer.